Good morning, and welcome. It is time for our Community Connection here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:34, and joining us today with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra is Karen Wolman. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. We've got a lot going on. We were talking just before we went on the air. I was thinking, well, Valentine's, but boy, there's a lot going on. We're going to get there, but there's a lot going on between here and Valentine's with the Symphony. What's going on?
Well, you know, even with the pandemic, everyone thinks, well, you know, you're really not doing anything, but we're very, very busy behind the scenes, and that's where a lot of it happens, is behind the scenes. Right now, as you mentioned, Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. we have to think ahead. So this month, tickets are on sale for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. We're having a dinner and a concert.
Ooh.
And we're pairing with the Copper Restaurant.
How nice.
Yeah, atop the Price Tower. So you can get a dinner, which includes an entree, mm-hmm. A drink with your meal, chocolates, of course, and a red rose for the lady, and then walk over. Hopefully the night will be nice, and you can enjoy a concert at the Symphony.
Very good. We're talking with Karen here with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, and tickets are available. You can get them a variety of different ways, can't you?
I'm sorry?
Tickets, you can get...
The tickets for the concert and the dinner and the concert are on sale now.
Yeah.
And you can get them... to call our office at 918-336-7717 mm-hmm. or email me at Karen@BartlesvilleSymphony.org. And they are not available through the BCC like mm-hmm. a regular ticket because of the dinner. So you have to get a hold of me in the office. And you enjoy the concert. Masks are going to be required again.
Understood.
The pandemic is not over, and it's escalating a little bit. So, even people that have season tickets are invited to purchase the dinner separately.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is going to, you can have a really enjoyable romantic evening.
Very good. Now, we also, because the Symphony, it's such a jewel here in town, not only is it here for the arts to be enjoyed, but also to be shared and to be discovered by our younger people.
Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, right now, we have our young artists competition mm-hmm. going on right now. The deadline for that application was December 14th, but because of the pandemic and kids were not in school, they may not have heard about it. We extended the application deadline to January 10th, which is right around the corner.
Ah.
So what it is, it's open to the public, private, and homeschool high school students in grades 10 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Instrumental or a vocalist. So the competition will take place on January 17th at 2:00 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church mm-hmm. here in Bartlesville. The winner or winners, we may even have two winners because we have one winner in instrumental and one winner in vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And they receive a $500 scholarship from the Bartlesville Symphony.
Oh, wow. How nice is that?
Yeah. And the Young Artist Competition provokes promising young musicians the opportunity to perform with the orchestra, because the winners will be on stage during our March concert. And they'll be performing with the orchestra themselves. And that's exciting for a teenager.
That's big time.
It is. It is. It's very exciting. Unfortunately, our winner from last season, Carly Poole, because our March concert was canceled, she was unable to perform. So mm-hmm. we are bringing her back this season.
That's great. That is really
nice. Concert. So we're going to have a great performance with last year's winner and this year's winners.
Very nice.
Yeah, and you can get the application and the rules mm-hmm. on our webpage, which is BartlesvilleSymphony.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's named after, it's really not just the Young Artist Competition, it's the Myrna Hirschberger. Young Artist Competition. And I don't know if anybody remember, I'm sure they remember, Mrs. Hirschberger was a very well-loved music teacher here in Bartlesville years ago, for many, many years. So this competition is in her honor. And we're looking forward to that. That's our busy January.
What a way to kick off 2021.
Yes, and it's a big kickoff. So, again, if you need an application or want to look at the rules, go to our webpage at BartlesvilleSymphony.org. Click on the education link, and you'll see Young Artist Competition. And you can download that, and it's a $25 application fee. And hope to see you on January 17th.
There you go. Now, Karen, with this pandemic, this whole last year was very dicey. But we've been being very safe. We were able to put on a couple of performances, a few, and then now moving forward, we're using extreme caution and extreme care in order to share the arts with everybody through the symphony as well. Some towns, some cities just weren't so lucky. Bartlesville's been able to maintain and keep our orchestra. And I got to say, that's a lot of good work on a lot of good people here in town to make sure that that happened.
We are. We're very fortunate. Even Tulsa, they went outside and did a couple of outside performances. Many of the bigger symphonies just did virtual performances, which is can be almost as costly as having a regular performance.
Oh, with the lights and everything else, you know, you bet, yeah.
You know, and you know, streaming it. And we've been very fortunate to have the Bartlesville Community Center. It holds 1,700 people. It has 1,700 seats. And the way our maestro, Lauren Green, he's a genius. He took so much painstaking time. We had to alter our the concerts individually themselves because of the amount of musicians on stage.
Yes.
So they could be socially distanced, and they were wearing masks. And in the auditorium itself, and of course the band shell was not brought down, so it was a totally open concept where the ventilation was better for everybody concerned.
It could actually work and work well.
Yes. Yeah, we're very fortunate in that. A lot of orchestras, a lot of symphonies were not able to perform at all and still not able to perform.
And so we're thankful for the resources that we have with the center.
Yeah.
And, of course, with the know-how and the working and the stick-to-itiveness of everyone involved.
Definitely. The people in this at this community center, they're becoming experts at this. They really are.
They can handle anything that comes to them moving forward, can't they now?
Yeah. We don't want to be known for a super spreader event.
No one does.
We don't want anybody getting sick because of the symphony. We want them to come out. Enjoy the evening safely, and then go home and not worry. That's one less thing for them to worry about. We're doing the worrying for them.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's a way to look at that.
Yeah, but back to February.
Yes.
Yeah, February is another busy month besides January. Before our concert on March 13th, every year, the symphony puts on a concert for our fifth grade students. This year, we've linked up a few years back with the Carnegie Link Up program.
Wow, nice.
So, and they provide with us teacher curriculum and the recorders that the kids play. So instead of the kids coming in, we usually have in our audience approximately 1,500 students because they're not just Bartlesville.
They're all over.
They're all over the northeast section of Oklahoma and South Kansas. So we have a lot of students, but this year, because of COVID, the students cannot come to us. Because even if the schools are open, they're not allowing any them to go anywhere. They're not having any field trips. And being it's a 1,700-seat auditorium, it's going to be kind of hard for kids, 1,500 of them, to really social distance. So we're going to them this time.
Oh, boy. More technology.
Yeah. Technology. Thank you, technology.
Mixed blessing.
We're getting the musicians together in the auditorium, and they're going to have a regular concert with an MC. Everything that we would have if the children were in the auditorium with them. And it's going to be all recorded virtually so they can see it safely from their classrooms or home, whichever the case.
Well, so, this would be nice.
Yeah, we don't want this school year, these fifth graders, to go without. Last year, their peers were able to come to the symphony. Next year, hopefully, they're going to come. So this first, this class of 2021, we don't want them to miss out. We want them to remember, because a lot of these kids, this is their first concert, their first time seeing something like this. And a lot of them go on next year into sixth grade, and they take up a musical instrument for the first time because of this concert that they participate in. So it's exciting for us.
Well, this concert that goes on, and the instrument they use called the recorder, it's interesting. I remember in fourth or fifth grade when I was a kid, that was our introduction to playing a musical instrument. I think it drove my parents a little bit wacky, but we had a lot of fun with those things, and all of a sudden you're playing music and you're thinking to yourself, wow, that's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. Actually, this is kind of fun. And it's such a great way to open the door to this fantastic art called music.
Definitely. Everybody thinks the recorder is, you know, it's a toy for the kids to play with. To them, it may be, but it is. It's an opening door for them to realize what they can do with a piece of plastic like this.
Yeah. Something as simple as that, and it does make music. You do use notes. You have to read the notes that are on the sheet. Yeah. And it, like I said, it was just something fantastic. There were, you know, I went on to play other instruments, and I know other people did that too as a hobby, not necessarily as a profession. But it certainly was remarkable. I didn't think that was going to happen. I'm thinking, oh, great. And then it's like, oh, great.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe how serious these kids take it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone says, well, I don't want to, I can't go to the symphony because she won't sit through the, you know, my kid won't sit through it. Or
you'd be surprised.
They're too young. You would be very surprised. They're more interested sometimes than you are. Well, I mean, they're fascinated with it.
They see the different instruments. They realize each one of them is making their own unique and distinct sound. And sometimes they walk away even from that first concert saying, hey, I kind of like that thing that person was playing. And, you know, they'll look it up a little bit and they'll say, well, that was interesting, you know. And some actually pursue. But all the same, I think it's the sound that just catches the ear. They've probably never heard anything like that before. Right. Maybe a score to a movie, we might not have been paying attention, but when they actually see human beings up there actually playing the instruments and producing such a wonderful sound, boy, their imaginations run away with them.
Right. And it's music. It doesn't really matter what genre you listen to.
No.
You know, since, well, I don't go to the symphony. Well, you know, what about Jaws and
Star Wars
and Indiana Jones and Queen and Journey? They're all symphonies.
Yeah, they are.
that's all symphonic music, you know. They say, well, pops. Pops is anything but symphony, so it's still music.
Yes, it is.
I know my kids, they're much older now. I'm a great-grandma, but... And even my grandkids and my great-grandkids, they do better when they listen to music. It helps them focus more. And it's good in their math skills. It's good in their listening skills. It's it opens up doors, like you said, and it's a great opportunity. And for Bartlesville, a town, not even a city, a town this size, to have their own symphony,
I challenge anybody to come up with one.
Yeah. It blew me away when I first moved here. I mean, I lived in New York. I've lived in South Florida and, you know, in Dallas. And they all have symphonies. And then you come to Bartlesville and it's like, really?
Yeah. And then you go listen and you say, wow, I'll put them up against anybody else's.
Yeah. They're
that good.
And
that good.
Warren, as a music director, he's a genius. I have to laugh at what he does and how he presents the orchestra to people and how he presents the music and the things he does on stage is magnificent.
He connects in a very unique manner, very entertaining, but still you understand what's going on, and you better connect with the music and the piece that's being presented. Just how he does it, it's
exactly.
Wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I have a couple of seconds.
Sure,
here,
you do.
Okay. But going back to our February concert, it's going to be changed again.
It will be.
You know, we did have two artists that were going to be coming. We were going to be having the tenor Kelly Ford and pianist Donald Ryan, but we've having to reschedule them, of course, because of the pandemic. It's week by week, day by day, and it's still going to be a romantic evening. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we can reschedule them for a different time. And as we speak, Lauren is quickly trying to put something else together because it takes time, because you've got to rent the music, figure out what you're going to do, how many musicians are you going to have, where are you going to put them, what musicians are able to play with us because they have other obligations. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's not like here's your music, start playing. There's a lot more involved with it.
There's a lot more involved, yeah. But again, just like the October and November concert, there's going to be no intermission, so people don't have to get up and move around. Mm-hmm. Masks are mandatory, and it's going to be an evening of fun, of getting out. People aren't getting out, you know, very much anymore. They're not going to the movies. They may not be going to the bars. They don't want that closeness. Mm-hmm. Well, you won't have that closeness at the Bartlesville Community
you
Center.
You can wave at the folks.
Yes, yeah.
You'll
yeah.
be in waving distance.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll be a lot of fun. It really will.
Karen, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me again. I really love coming here and talking about the symphony.
And your website for the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra?
And that is bartlesvillesymphony.org. Or you can come and visit me with a mask at 415 South Dewey, Suite 201. Or give me a holler at 918-336-7717.
She's very excited.